Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hey friends, welcome back. I'm so excited for this episode because I'm sharing with you my journey to sound healing and how it all started and where I'm at now with it and how sound healing has honestly transformed my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating, like my entire life is totally shifted because of sound bowls. So my first experience with sound healing was a long time ago. It was at the end of a yoga class. And I think the instructor had one bowl and she was just playing. It was a heart chakra bowl, I believe. I don't even know if I knew back then. But I was like, ooh, that's a fun little addition to this yoga class. I really like that. But I didn't have like a lot of experience with it. That was like my first little taste of what that was. But the sound bath session that changed everything for me is the one that I really want to tell you guys about. And it was in LA at, I was invited to this Adidas Women's Wanderlust Fest International Yoga Day event with a dear friend of mine, Beth Ann Wagner. I'm sure I'll have her on the podcast one of these days. She invited me as her plus one, and it was a yoga class for International Yoga Day. But at the very end, there was like a 20-30 minute sound bath session with this badass babe named Cassia. She's a surfer. She is so cool. Like, if I ever wanted to be somebody, it would be her. She was just like rocking the wild hair, living her best life. Her energy was amazing, of course, because she's a sound healer and a surfer. Like, when you're that connected, there's like no other way than to be high vibe and really awesome. So Cassia played at the very end of this yoga session, and I remember laying in Shavasana, and at first I was like, ooh, this is nice. This is lovely. I'm liking what I'm hearing. And then she played the root chakra bowl, and my body went from feeling very relaxed to terrified. And when I mean terrified, I literally, like, my body literally tensed up. My insides felt like they were shaking. And I was like, oh my God, what is that sound? That's a scary sound. And I know that it was the root chakra bowl, for reasons I'll tell you later. But then in the very next moment after that, I was taken to a different emotional place. I was excited. I felt like my heart was about to burst out of my chest for the amount of love that was coursing through me. My head was tingling. My whole entire body was going through this roller coaster of emotions in the matter of seconds, from like one high to another and then a low. And I didn't know what the heck was going on. They didn't preface like what the sound bath was or what you might experience. It just went straight into the sound bath. So I honestly had no idea, for one, that it was even going to happen, and for two, what to expect. So my body was like responding organically how the bowls were hitting me. And what I mean by that is, and I say this to clients that I work with now, is like, you can't bullshit the bowls. We're really good at lying to ourselves as humans about the things that are in our reality, the things that we're facing. We lie to ourselves about who we are sometimes. We lie to ourselves about what's going on. But what we can't lie about is energy. And I know that you've felt this before. So I know that everybody listening, whether you're intuitive or tapped in or you're in touch with your energy or not, I know that you've walked into a room and if the energy is off, you feel it. There's tension. You can cut it with a knife. Like, you know that it's there. Or you walk into a room and it feels super great. It feels safe. It feels exciting. It feels welcoming. The energy speaks before anybody else does. So that's the way the bowls work too. The energy, the frequency, the vibration that comes off of the bowl and connects to your body will tell you exactly how you're feeling, where you're at energetically, where there's blocks, where maybe you're hiding, where there is balled up, pent up anger, sadness, joy, peace, all of that. It all comes together and it's so beautiful, but you really can't hide from it. So whatever your body needs, whatever's trying to surface that maybe cognitively you're not connecting to, the bowls, your energy, it will tell you almost immediately. So I preface everybody who comes to see me with a little bit of information on what you might expect now, but I had no idea what to expect. So I sat through this sound bath, my whole entire world got rocked. And this had come shortly after I went through a divorce. So I divorced in that January. This is like June time when I had this sound bath. And I was in LA with one of my very best friends, like I said. And the next day I like woke up angry. And I didn't know why I woke up angry, because I was in one of my favorite places. I was at the beach. The beach is where my soul feels the best. The ocean is my favorite. So I told her, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go down to the beach and maybe clear this out. Like, I don't know what's going on. I also felt, you know, there's a lot of emotions going on at that time. I'd just gone through a divorce, like trying to figure out life on my own as a single mom. Like, it was all bonkers and crazy. So I went on this walk, went to the beach. I sat in the sand, literally raging at the ocean. I was so pissed. And I think I know deeply that it was because of the sound bath. Not the sound bath didn't make me angry, but the sound bath allowed my body to open up and feel something that I had been suppressing for so long that needed to come out of me. Like, there's no reason I should have been angry sitting on the beach. Y'all have been to the beach, you know, like it's such a beautiful place to be. And I was gripping the sand and I was like throwing the sand down. I was yelling at the waves. I probably looked like an insane person, but I was like, you know what? I need to get this out of my body and I need to go back and strap in and be the mom again and get myself grounded and get whatever this feeling is out of me, because I can't have this inside of me anymore. So that was my first experience with sound healing, like a proper sound bath. And I was like, there is something to this. Being a therapist myself for so long and going through my own therapy, I had never experienced anything quite like this before, because sound healing, what it does is it gently breaks up all of the emotion that's been stagnant and held within you in such a gentle way. The vibration literally shakes you at a cellular level and allows you to release that and feel it. And I always say, like, if you aren't allowing yourself to feel in the moment, it will sneak back up to you later and probably not in good timing and probably in a time that you don't have time to feel those emotions. So I always encourage everybody to fully lean into whatever emotion is coming up for you right now so that you don't have to deal with it later, like I did at the beach, raging at the sand, throwing sand like a child having a temper tantrum. Like, it was ridiculous. but it really did open my eyes to the impact and the power that sound healing has. And after I was able to release all of that, I decided I needed to get one of my own bowls. And so I got the root chakra bowl first. So the one that scared me, the one that made me really uncomfortable and the tone that brought fear to me. I was like, I need that. I don't know why I need that, but I need to work this out of me. I need to get really comfortable with this feeling. And so I purchased a root chakra bowl and I started playing for myself, just the root chakra bowl. I play for myself every single day. I would allow myself to feel everything that came up with it and then also feel really grounded, because that's what the root chakra does, is it helps ground you, but it also helps break up the things that are insufficient in your own foundation. So I knew that's where I needed to start in my own personal healing journey, and attaching myself to sound bowls and what that looked like for me. So my journey really in sound healing was never to offer it to other people. It was only going to be for myself, to help me work through some things and allow me to have energetic balance in this new transition of life and, you know, coming into my own independence after the divorce and all of the things that come with that. Not saying that divorce is the reason why I needed that, but it definitely launched me in that direction. So it was all for my own healing. And so after I started playing the root chakra bowl, then I was like, I really think that I could open up my third eye even more. So from a very, very young age, as early as I can remember, I've always been really intuitive. I could see auras as a young child. I could see spirits. I just have a knowing. I have psychic ability. And there was a time in life where I wasn't tapped into that and I turned it off, mostly because people told me that they didn't believe me. And so I was like, okay, I guess this is not a thing. I'm making it up. So, but the third eye, coming back to that, I wanted to reignite my gifts that I knew that I was born with and tap into that third eye, that vision, those intuitive pings that come through, and really enhance that and allow myself to get another form of guidance from source, from God, from universe, from light, from love, all of that. And so I had the root chakra and now I had the third eye chakra. And so I was like, okay, this feels really good. I've got that top of my head almost and like the base of my spine. I feel like this is great. My energy's starting to flow. I'm starting to feel really great. And then I was like, you know, my heart really could use some healing. So I was like, I'll get a heart chakra bowl. And so that was my third bowl that I bought. And for a larger part of my life, my heart has really been guarded. And it was time for me to take those walls down, open up the gate, allow love to come in, allow myself to receive love, allow myself to love other people more fully. And it was with the heart chakra bowl that I really learned that I was not open to other people. I thought that I was, because I'm like this bubbly person and I smile and I'm positive a lot of the time. I'm a realist, but I'm positive. And I thought I'm open to other people. Nope, I was not. I was completely shut down. My heart was like, nah, girl, nobody's getting inside of here. So the heart chakra bowl really helped open me up. And what that looked like on the outside was I finally was calling in true friendships, true intimacy, safe intimacy. I was allowing people to get close to me. I was loving more fully other people, but more and most importantly, I finally started to love myself. And like even saying that out loud kind of makes me sad for all of the years before that I didn't love myself, that I just gave so much to other people and ignored the love that I needed. And so that, you know, sends me into all the inner child work. I'd done a lot of inner child work. I was a therapist, for God's sake. Like I'd done so much work, but this was a completely different level. And the energy work is what was the big shift. I didn't have to explain it to anybody. I couldn't explain it to anybody. It was just the energy that I felt. And I got validation with all of the work that I had been doing because people were starting to come around me more. People wanted to be in my energetic field. People were more open with me. I was more open with people. I started being really, really vulnerable, more outwardly facing. And that's when my social media presence started to shift and I would show up a little bit more messy because I'm like, whatever. I love myself. Not everybody's going to love me. The people who do love me will find me. And it was such a beautiful transition and it continues to be a process because, you know, the heart gets scared and wants to open up and then whoop, 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 back it up and close it down. So it's a constant, I wouldn't say battle, but intentionally staying open and allowing myself to receive. So after I got the heart chakra bowl and I was feeling all lovey-dovey, I was rooted and my third eye was open. I was like, you know, I really need to start speaking my truth. So I was like, I need my throat chakra bowl. So I got the throat chakra bowl because I had suppressed so much of my truth to make other people happy for as long as I can remember too. I was a people pleaser. I would say I'm a recovered people pleaser, maybe recovering. I don't know. That's still, yeah, that's a lifelong journey. but I knew that I wanted to start speaking my truth and in the most authentic way. I think before that I was speaking truth that I knew, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And so it took some hard like gazes in the mirror to really see I wasn't being authentic. I really thought that I was though. I really did. But what was coming out of my mouth was things that I thought people wanted to hear. And you know, the good things, not all of the darker parts or like my spiciness or my sass or standing up for myself. And I realized that I had been holding back so much of my truth. And what a scary thing to step into is speaking your truth. But I have to say, from that moment on, buying that bowl, really allowing myself to speak my truth, my entire life has started to shift. My entire life. Like I show up in the most authentic version of myself now. And I'm sure that will change too. My truth will start to shift. My authenticity will start to shift. As I grow, the things that I say will grow. So all of this, I'm finding a theme here is that it's a never ending process and we're all in it at all times. And I think that we find a stride and we're like, okay, this feels really good. I'm opening up. What's the next level? So you stay in it for a little bit because it feels really good. And you get a little bit more comfortable and then you'll get a ping of information from God, from source, from light, whatever, the universe that's like, okay, you're comfortable here. Now it's time to level up even more. And that's been my journey. And that's how the bowls have continued to help me. And so after I got the throat chakra bowl, then I was like, you know, I really could use the solar plexus bowl to help break up some of this old emotion and give me access to my inner wisdom, because that's what the solar plexus is all about. We house all of our emotion here. And once it's cleared out, once we've crumbled away all of the walls that are around that, then we have access to that deep wisdom that we are born with. And the wisdom that comes with our life experience. And I had so much life experience up to this point, but all of the emotion, the heightened emotion was blocking the wisdom from coming through. And so with the use of the solar plexus bowl, I was able to really open up this space and take down some of the anxieties and fears and allow myself to fully feel emotions I had never allowed myself the permission to feel. And that was incredibly liberating. And now I can actually cry. Before I literally couldn't cry. If I was sad, I knew I was sad, but my body was numb. Tears wouldn't come. But also the same would go if I was happy. Like I knew I was happy, but laughter wouldn't come out. Like I would do a smile and be like, huh, yeah, that's funny. But like my body was so numb, I couldn't feel it. Like I didn't have those deep belly laughs. I wouldn't like throw my head back in laughter. And that's the thing that really kind of put me like in a different perspective to see like, wow, I'm not only not able to feel sadness or the anger or rage, you know, that was pent up inside, or the sorrow, the grief, but I'm not able to feel all of the happy things either. And what the heck? Like, I'm not okay with that. So that was like the jumping point for allowing myself to fully feel everything. And that took a few years to work through all of the gunk that had been stored in my solar plexus and throughout my energetic body in my system. And so it took a long time to clear all of that out. But gosh, I'm so happy that I did that work, because now I can laugh when funny things happen. I can cry when I'm feeling sad. I express when I'm frustrated instead of holding it in. And I feel like I'm able to ebb and flow through life so much easier because my body feels it right away. It's a total embodied moment where every cell of my body feels it and it expresses and it comes out of me. I'm not storing it all in for later when it's not convenient to feel, because let's be honest, like I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I'm building a business. I'm raising my son. I'm trying to show up in fuller ways. Like I need to feel it now because I can't feel it later. Like we just need to, let's go get it out. So after I got my solar plexus bowl, then I was like, you know what? This is just ridiculous. I need the full set. So I got the other bowls. I got the sacral chakra and the crown chakra. So then I had the full set. I had the root, the sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And I sourced each of them individually. I spent a lot of time building my set, and I have a deep connection to each one of them. Some of them are from Nepal, from the Himalayas. They have incredible energy. I have a couple from Sedona that have been sourced in the Himalayas as well. And then I have a local source that I've gotten some bowls from, but I spent a lot of time with each bowl before I purchased them and brought them into my environment, into my energy. I had to really, really connect to them. So oftentimes people will ask me like, oh, where do you get the bowls? And I'll send resources, but honestly, I would highly recommend if you want to get bowls to connect with them, to get them from reliable sources, to feel it, because that's where the real power is when you feel it. So I got a full set and I decided this is just going to be awesome. Like I'll be able to play for myself. I'll play for Quinn, my son, and help him start off his life earlier, being energetically balanced so that he doesn't have to go through the same journey that I did. And so, yeah, talk about generational healing. You know, I wanted to be able to provide for him a foundation of like energetic connection, because I didn't have that until I was an adult. And what a beautiful gift. So anyway, I thought I was just going to play for myself and for Quinn and maybe a friend or two. And I did play for a friend, and I realized, oh my gosh, my gifts are coming online stronger than I've ever felt before. So those intuitive gifts, my body could feel what my friend's body was going through. I had downloads, messages, visions. I could feel and sense and know everything that was going on. And I thought it was just a fluke because I knew her and I was connected to her, but it wasn't. So I played for her, and then I played for a couple of neighbors, and then friends of friends, neighbors of neighbors. Then they all started asking more questions about sound healing. And I remember the first person who reached out to me and asked me how much I charge. I was like, oh my God, I never even considered this being an offering I would ever give to other people. But if people are asking for it, I'm going to give it to them. I always say, like, when God calls, I answer. So this was a huge calling and something that was perfectly timed, because had I not gone through my own energetic healing and all of the therapy and all of the work that I had done before that, I wouldn't have been prepared to help heal other people. And so I started doing offerings for other people, and it was just word of mouth. And during quarantine, early in the pandemic, was when it really took off. And like I said, timing is everything, right? So I couldn't have predicted, none of us could have predicted the pandemic or what everybody would need. And luckily, my business didn't slow down during the pandemic, but what did happen was a huge shift in my business. So I am an executive coach and a sound healer, and the executives that I was working with were really wanting to go deeper. Like a lot of us during the pandemic, is we couldn't run away from ourselves anymore. We wanted deeper answers. We wanted more connection. We wanted to show up differently. Things were starting to surface we couldn't run away from. And so I started integrating sound healing into my coaching sessions. And I started to see how the shift would happen so quickly, and the deep insights. And for most of the people that I worked with, they had never done sound healing. Maybe they had meditated and listened to like the Calm app and like done some breathing, but nothing to this extent. And the way that they showed up as executives, as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, as highly functioning people, they showed up even bigger, but in a more authentic way. So during quarantine, like, people started to wake up, and like, what a beautiful gift that gave all of us was time to sit with ourselves, but also a time to wake up and get curious about how we show up in the world. So what a beautiful gift. So I was integrating that into my coaching clients, and then people who I didn't coach were asking for sound sessions. And so I just started doing sound sessions here and there for a couple of close friends, and it really started to blossom and take off organically. And I know that this is such a gift to me that I get to extend to other people, because it wasn't my plan. And that's always when I know that I'm on the right track, is when my plan goes straight out the door and this other plan presents itself and I walk into it. And so this was how it all started, was I answered the call, the plan was presented to me, and I just decided to take action on it. And it's been so transformative for not only myself, but so many people that I've worked with. And it's just so beautiful. Like, I have chills right now talking about it, because the sessions that I do, every single one, I'm humbled and honored. And it's honestly such a pleasure to hold space and guide and provide a medium where people are really healing. It is so beautiful. I can literally see the shift in people from the beginning of a session to the end of a session. It's unreal. Like, the energy completely shifts. They're glowing at the end, crying a lot of the times, but like a beautiful release of crying and connection, deep connection to self. And I'm so excited that this journey has taken me to where it is now. And I'm really, really excited because I now am launching a virtual sound bath membership for all of you who are near and far from me. Maybe you've never met me before, maybe you have, but sound healing will be available for everybody. And that's like one of my deep passions, is that I'm able to heal as many people as possible. And I've always known from a very young age that I wanted to have a really broad reach with people. And this is an amazing opportunity to do that and provide healing. So the membership is about to launch at the end of this month. Well, actually in like 2 weeks, by the time you guys hear this, the membership will be open. Like the cart will be open. Oh my gosh. That's exciting to even say. It's been on my heart. It's been a calling that's been given to me. And I'm so excited to be providing this for so many people. And I'm excited to hear about the transformations all of you have with sound healing, and that even people who maybe live in a rural area now have access to this. Like, that's really important to me, that people from everywhere have access, that there are no barriers to people healing. Isn't that what we all want? Like, we want, maybe we don't all want it, but I hope that you get to a point in your life where you want healing and you want growth and you want transformation and you want to know yourself and come back to yourself and feel centered and be able to allow your energy to guide you with confidence and for you to be able to show up in your most authentic way and for you to be able to lean into all of the emotions and laugh and cry and feel all of it, because that's what life is about, these moments, all of the details in between. And I'm just so excited to be offering this to you guys. Again, like chills all up and down my spine. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So if you have not ever had a sound bath, this is your invitation to do so. And I can't wait to see where this goes. My journey with sound has been a beautiful one, and I hope yours is too. Until next time, my friends, if my vibes are rising, if my frequency is rising, so is yours. I rise, you rise.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.